Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams in the 10 Junior A League, involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Well, back on April 6th, 2018, the Humboldt Broncos were a part of one of the most tragic moments in Canadian sports history. 29 people were on the bus that crashed that evening. Only 13 survived. It's hard to believe that tragic accident happened a year ago now. With the support of the nation behind them, the Broncos iced a team this year and had a great run, but just lost out in the opening round of the SJHL playoffs. For more, join us now as a Broncos president, Jamie Brockman. Jamie, thanks for joining us on the show. We really appreciate this.
No problem, Gino. Thanks for having me.
Jamie, more than $15 million was raised and donated to the GoFundMe campaign that was created after the crash. It was one of the online platform's most successful campaigns ever. How special was it to see people from all across Canada and really all around the world coming together to support all of those affected by this tragic event?
It was truly amazing. And you'd hear all those words while that was happening. It was astonishment how it was growing and how widespread the support for the families and the organization and the community were. It was, even to this day, to think back at that is quite amazing.
And it's amazing what continued to happen with the team on the ice. Braden Cameron, Derek Patter, and Tyler Smith were involved in the accident, returned to the ice to play for the Green and Gold this season. When you look back on the season that this team was able to put together through all that it did, how important was it getting this team back on the ice and successfully icing a solid team this year for the families and the community in general?
It was so very important. The fact that we iced the team was really miraculous itself. To be competitive, competing for the entire, for the near the top of the league for pretty much the whole year as well is, it was kind of icing in the cake. We didn't have expectations. We could have gone 0-58, and we would have been happy. Just the fact that we were able to have hockey on the ice, the community was able to gather and support the Humboldt Broncos again, to have smiles on the face cheering instead of, we had a lot of, there was a lot of grieving up to and sad faces around that rink up until we got that team back on the ice. And it was so very important for just a gathering place for the community and surrounding community. It was tremendous.
In conversation with the president of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League's Humboldt Broncos, Jamie, walk us through what it was like this year, because we were there for the memorial. We saw the season opener. It was televised nationally. We watched the highlights in the playoffs. But you were there throughout a majority of the season to see this day in, day out, the support of this team. Give us a sense of what was going on with the Broncos and the community throughout this entire season, looking back on the year that was.
Well, I can honestly say the tremendous support didn't stop. The constant messages through social media that we would receive from the world, really. People that would never typically follow Junior A hockey were reaching out to us via social media. Hey, we're pulling for you, and a good job, and, just messages of support from everywhere. It was tremendous. And then throughout the year, we had our ups and downs, and we were in the spotlight up to September 12th, and things kind of died off a little bit media wise after that, but we were still playing hockey and we were still competing, and there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. A lot of good people were doing a lot of good work to make sure the Humboldt Broncos were still moving forward as best as they could.
It's mostly a volunteer organization. Give us an idea of the number of people that are involved in keeping this program afloat and making it the success that it is.
It's, I guess I wouldn't have an exact number, but I can tell you our board, we have nine. We have a staff of, five or six. We have upwards of 20 people volunteering for each game. We have all our fundraising that still has to happen behind the scenes that people support. People coming to the games, they're volunteers because they're supporting us just by coming to the rink and cheering our team on. And it's so far reaching. It's just exponential from there.
You guys made some news recently because a former assistant, Scott Barney, who was your head coach, I guess, from mid-December or so, successful run. He just signed an extension. How significant has been his contribution to this team and its recovery and where they are right now?
It was huge, Gino. To be able to kind of not miss a beat, you know, when things went a different route on December 28th, he was really so focused and determined to continue the success of the organization. He showed us, you know, the humility to bring in someone like with the pedigree of Troy Smith as an assistant coach to learn from for the rest of the year. He was so passionate for the organization. He did whatever it took to keep the team moving forward, and around all the attention that we had, he was very focused on it, and couldn't be more proud to have him lead our organization for the next 3 years.
This franchise has worked so hard to move forward, but at the same time not forget those who tragically lost their lives and those who suffered life-changing injuries in that bus accident. Give us a sense visually of what's around town or around the arena to make sure that these people are not forgotten.
Well, there is so much, you know, through the entire summer, from the tragedy through the summer, there is so much stuff we received. You know, we have on our main street a local area set up to showcase all the memorabilia we receive from around the world. Really, we have to rotate it because there's so much stuff we can't show it all at once. And leading up to our memorial here, they've opened up a couple floors so we could showcase more of it for the next week or two here. You know, that type of stuff was just, and we continue to receive so many different things of support like that. It's just amazing.
Well, Jamie, what you guys have done is incredible. I congratulate you guys on being able to come through with a successful winning team on the ice, despite everything you've had to go through, and then not forgetting those that lost their lives and were suffering the injuries still because of it. Thank you very much for this. Thank you for all that you've done for the community. We appreciate you joining us, and good luck as you continue this journey.
Appreciate that, Gino. Thanks so much.
That was Humboldt Broncos President Jamie Brockman. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.